welcome to you all on the West Coast. I guess they were West Coast too, but they're earlier now.
Hello.
Woo-hoo!
We have some mighty teams and some pretty cool numbers this time, and a huge announcement. We have some smaller announcements that sort of used to seem huge until this huge announcement came out. And now the huge announcement supersedes all the little uncool announcements. But the uncool announcements are really pretty cool anyway.
Just tell us. I know, just get on with it.
I like teasing you, sisters. This is very good. I found out that last week I actually started somehow early or got the roll call going, and I missed Marcy and Linda. And they were on the call, like, most of the whole time. On their whole time.
Linda was on. Linda got the roll call.
Yeah, but... you didn't.
And I thought I heard Marcia last week, but then, we missed her on the roll call.
Heard her voice there, too, but...
Yeah, Dave and Rhonda came down later, or they were on, but it was a little later or something, I think.
We were on most of the time. We got the wrong number at the beginning.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Well, this is a big week this week, so let's get cranking. I do have to tell you that although she's very much on track for graduation for this, what this whole system is designed to do is to assist you to be aware that the system works, that it's available for your team to go through on a volunteer basis, and that for some people along the way, you'll determine that the best strategy for you is to work maybe in the gallery situation. And so we're going to restructure our team because Marcia is going to be stepping into the gallery. So we will retire the Freedom Force. Let's have a moment of silence. Okay, now we'll go back to work.
Okay. Thank you for the moment of silence. I will miss Marcia.
Yeah.
But we're still gonna talk every week, we decided.
No, she's actually gonna have her phone changed because you drive her nuts.
Hey, dude, it was not me. Sorry that it doesn't work. She loves me and I love her, so there.
All right, that's good. You guys can continue that until you're platinum and then you have to rethink the thing, okay?
Okay.
Hey Jay?
Yeah.
I just got on just now. I just missed something important, I know, from all that laughing and excitement. What was it?
Ron.
I'm dying to hear. Please, I'll pay you for your services.
All right, no problem. You know, for a jar of barbecue sauce, I will let you know that.
That sounds like a winner. I'll give them one, too.
We're going to retire the Freedom Force because Marcia is going to be working with a different strategy, and Sherry's going to be moving on to get her done, so we have two teams of four.
Ooh, I'm a get her done.
All right.
So I have some statistics from this last week, and I suppose I could, if you're all very nice to me, I can find the card. Oh, there's the card. I do have one. Surprisingly, I got pretty good return on my request for your volumes. But we've got several things to do in our roll call. So the first thing we're going to do in roll call is the complete or incomplete. The second thing we do in roll call after a month is over is to ask, did you have anyone join your business? And that is from page... Well, it's actually on page 16, which is where it first comes out of your workbook. And for those, we're now into another month, so we could actually go into month three. So you can find it also on page 27. But the question is, well, we'll go through the complete and incomplete first, and then I'll tell you the question. So for the Fantastic Four...
Over there.
Dave and Rhonda, complete or incomplete?
Incomplete.
Linda?
Incomplete if you don't count the Texas call.
Okay, everybody's exempt from Texas call because it wasn't available. We're complete.
Good.
Incomplete.
Okay, complete.
that change your status to Dave and Rhonda?
No, we didn't get our volume in to you.
Okay, but you had the numbers of people?
Yes. Complete that way, yes.
All right, so we'll call it complete because, lo and behold, you didn't get that in, but it wasn't one of the things that's required for a complete or incomplete. So you can stand as shining examples this week and feel like your mom raised you good.
Yeah, no excuses there were, though?
There were no excuses.
They just said it complete. No excuses.
I know. They're that like buff. These are people who are not afraid to wear a swimsuit in public. Make it complete or incomplete.
On the reading material? On everything.
On your people and your reading material and go into a preview.
Incomplete. On people.
Okay. That's the way it's done. And so that team scored 10 points because you get 5 for each complete. That was a fantastic 4. And now we have the getter done, who is the other group of 4. And we're going to find out who has more grit this week. So, Ron, complete or incomplete?
+1.
Oh, he's gotten into the winning habit. Rich?
I got my 5.
You got your 5. Good man. And, Rich, good to have you back. At star 4 so we can get the gain up a little bit.
Complete.
Ooh. So, as it stood before we reconfigured the teams, that team had 16 points, and that means an average of, can anybody divide 16 by 3, because I'm not very good.
5.33.
Okay, they had 5.3, and the other team had 5, so guess who's ahead. Then we'll go to Freedom Force, because they worked together all the way up to this point, and I know that Marcia was complete. And I know, oh, then Sherry, you're the one, the tiebreaker here.
I'm complete +2.
So in their finale, the Freedom Force stomped everyone into the dirt. One by a nose. Okay, victory dance. Let everybody watch. Okay, now here's an interesting series of stats. And then I'm going to do another, like, math after this. But based on the numbers that were turned into me, Freedom Force had an average of, well, we'll start. Get Her Done had an average of $1,200 in volume this last month. Freedom Force had $3,135. And in first place, the Fantastic Four had 6,912 in
volume.
Wow. Holy cow. Woohoo! Congratulations.
Good job.
6,912. There is one reason why that was a very high average. And so I would like to present to you all people to make all the graduating qualifications from this Pathfinder group. Dave and Rhonda. And Dave, now Dave and Rhonda, you now have vast experience. You've been in for how long?
Oh, since March. 2.5 months?
2.5 months, so vast experience at all the levels, up to and including the silver level. Tell us which one's best.
I like silver.
Okay. Now, with all that vast experience, let's see if you can tell us, this is a trick question now, what is the... I'm trying to remember the name of it. It's your wholesale or retail markup of the silver. Way to go, Rhonda. same as it's always been. What's your rebate?
Is it 6%?
What was that?
6%?
No, that's the... Well, let's ask the group. What is the 6% called? Anybody know?
Leadership bonus.
That's called the leadership bonus. And it is a mighty fine thing indeed.
20%.
20% is your personal, or I mean, it's your rebate. What does the rebate, which purchases in your organization does the rebate apply to?
Personal volume.
Personal volume. And what two types of purchases can go into personal volume?
Bonus, is it bonuses and plus your personal?
No, bonuses is another category, but personal is right. Yes, so one of the two is that anything you purchase for your own use, you now get 20% cheaper than a direct distributor.
Or if you sell the product to somebody else?
You still get a rebate of 20%, right?
Right.
So now, even if you sold it at wholesale, you still get a 20% rebate back. But if you sell it at retail, what kind of a rebate back do you get now?
Is it 20 plus the 20?
20 plus 25.
25. 20.
Now, one thing, yeah, so you get the 25% wholesale to retail markup plus the rebate of 20%. Does anybody know what the average sales or what is considered a good percent to the salesperson on a sale in most companies? General salespeople.
I bet it's like 3% or something.
5 or 6, I thought.
3% for real estate, 5 or 6 for some of the other things. Anybody know of anybody getting 10%?
Commercial construction,
7%. Okay, commercial
construction, 7%. I think realtors are somewhere around there. Where is that?
Well, they get 3% for a listing and 3% for a close.
Oh, okay.
So they'd max out at 6.
3.5%.
Oh, is it 3.5 down there?
Yeah, I used to own a real estate business.
So, can you see that... 40 to 45% is a pretty good return?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow.
How many real estate people would be driving different cars if they got 45%?
Oh, man.
So that's a big deal. That's called maximizing the compensation plan. That's why you all want to get to the point where you maximize the compensation plan. Shall we take a moment to discuss what Dave and Rhonda, how you use the performance, the bonus?
Yeah.
There's two bonuses that Dave and Rhonda are going to become aware of now, and I think we should talk at least a couple of minutes about how you take advantage of those. The first bonus called that you could be eligible for this month is a leadership bonus. And that means anybody in your group that also achieves the rank of silver, and anyone they sponsor, ad infinitum, that goes silver or above, you now get them in the bonus category, so you get 6%. What is it? Silver get paid on a bronze's team activity.
Their team or their 5%?
5% of the team. So here's how you figure out an ECAN check. If you're a silver and you sponsored a person, let's say that Dave and Rhonda sponsored Linda, and Linda is a bronze now. At the end of the month, the simple way to figure this out would be you would you would figure up Rhonda's entire group volume, personal group volume, and you'd get 5% of that. 5% of the total, okay? What would you get if she then jumps to silver?
6%.
You get 6%. Does anybody also know at the level of below, at the levels below silver? This is another trick question. You guys are all going to have to be very sharp for this one. Can anyone that you sponsor have a higher rank than you at levels below silver?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Peggy, do you agree with them?
Say that again.
Can anyone that you sponsor, and you're at the level, any level below silver, can anyone that you sponsor have a higher level than you?
And you're at silver?
You're at anything below silver.
Oh, below silver. I think so. Not really.
Sure. If they pass you on volume.
Wait a minute. Yeah, the trick question. They pass you. Oh, they're below silver. Got it.
On total volume, they can if they're moving the business and signing people out.
Okay, Rich.
The one place that people can, your people below you can pass you. Is that correct?
There is one place, but I'm not talking about this right now. Rich, what would your answer be to the question, can somebody in your downline have a higher rank for, than you if you're at bronze or below?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm gonna modify that answer, and I'll tell you guys why. If Rich sponsors Ron, Rich is a senior, and Ron goes executive, is Rich still a senior?
Yes. Oh, no, he's executive. Because he gets pushed up with that because he has his three seniors. I mean, yeah.
Get it.
Or he's done his 500.
Yeah.
He can be pushed up.
Once you've done your $500 once in your lifetime, your 500 personal volume as a brand new distributor or sometime in your career, then you can never have anybody in your downline at a higher rank than you because you get to count all their volume that they went to the next rank with, plus everything else you do. Got that, Rich?
Got it. Even if he has a silver level, I mean, if he has a bronze, someone produces the numbers, that bronze doesn't have seniors to be scared at a bronze.
Yes. And that's an interesting point now that you all should use for strategy, and this is something that I used to teach right when people got in, their very first two goals. Number one was to get $500 in personal volume somehow, some way. Peggy, tell us why.
I'm sorry, say again.
The first goal I used to teach people when I signed them up, and it's still true today, is to get past $500 in personal group volume somehow, some way.
Because that's what you need to move up. Is that correct?
You don't actually move up.
Well, okay.
But it protects you so that if somebody in your group goes hog wild mania underneath you, you've now earned the right. We can consider you a serious player. They let you sit in that position and use the other people's volumes to gain your rank.
Uh-huh.
At the $500 level, you now can use their volumes to gain rank. Below the $500 level, or if you've never done it in your lifetime, you're not allowed to use their volume to gain rank. So if you got somebody that comes in at $1,500 and you do not, by the end of that calendar month, come up with $500, and you've never done it in a calendar month in your history sometime before, that person will pass you up.
So that's definitely something we need to do where each person we get in this business is make sure we let them know that, to push for that.
Right.
Then, yeah, I mean...
Now, Rich has already answered the second question, so I'm going to return to that one for Rich. What is the second goal after somebody's gone, I mean, to protect your territory, what's the second goal you want to make?
Three seniors.
And why was that?
If someone brings the volume underneath those seniors and those silver themselves, you take it back on the volume because you already have three. And you carry the volume.
Okay, great. So I'm going to go over to our brand new silvers and see if you know what the heck we're talking about. So Dave and Rhonda, can you see why the second goal of anybody coming in that wants to build a business is to get three seniors or higher?
Yeah, you need that to go silver, but I couldn't catch what Rich was saying.
Okay. What he was saying was that when you get three seniors, if one of them goes nuts and doesn't remain senior but does everything required to go silver. Dave and Rhonda, what are the requirements to go silver?
The group volume of 20,000.
Mm-hmm.
And in a one-month period, you have to have at least three seniors.
Now, those three seniors could have been picked up anywhere along the line. They don't have to occur in the same month you go silver.
Oh, okay.
But if you've got the three seniors out of the way, then you and somebody in your group does $25,000 in volume, can you see how that automatically raises you to the silver rank?
Yes.
So now let me ask Jenny.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say that you sponsored Let's say you sponsored Rich, and you have one senior plus Rich. Rich gets his 20,000 and three seniors. What's going to happen to Rich?
Rich will roll up past me if I don't get that third senior. He will go up to the next person who's qualified. If I've got somebody above me who doesn't have their seniors, then they're going to go up to the next. He's going to roll up to the next person.
Dave and Rhonda, do you see how that works?
Yes.
So, if that occurs, you can see now why somebody wants to have their three seniors in case somebody goes nuts. Righto?
Righto.
Is there any point beyond that in the compensation plan where you can be passed?
Oh, no.
Once you're at silver, you're locked in. Does anybody see why you want to be silver?
Yeah.
All right, here's another little question that may or may not be obvious to you. At silver, once you get there, what is the next important threshold you want to cross?
Gold.
Is there anything between silver and gold that you might want to work toward?
Performance bonus.
Aha.
It's my first goal after I'm silver. That performance bonus, baby.
And once you go silver and get the... How long are you eligible to get performance bonuses?
1 year.
All right, so the clock is ticking. Does anybody know whether Dave and Rhonda can use their volume and their points from the month they go silver to count for their first 3 months toward the performance bonus?
I believe it's no. I think it's after you go silver, then you start over to do performance bonus. Is that correct?
Did you know that it's different for gold?
It is. What?
Gold you can use the month you went gold.
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
So, yay for Gina and Rick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Awesome.
So, Gina and Rick just went gold, who are Rhonda's and Dave's sponsor. They also had a second gold or silver break this month. So, they now have four silvers on their way to platinum.
Oh, my gosh.
That's so cool. We only need two more silvers. But it's so cool.
Now, Dave and Rhonda, was there somebody between you and Gina?
Yes.
Did they get passed?
No. I'm not quite sure if they're still doing the business.
Okay. Now, here's the point that a lot of people should become aware of, because you need to know this about the compensation plan. Right now, Dave and Rhonda's sponsor, if they don't have the three seniors, they have not yet been permanently passed. Does anybody know why?
Don't they have 30 days to get their seniors?
That's right. After they've been passed up at that level, they have 30 days to get back into the loop and regain Dave and Rhonda as somebody who they sponsored.
Mm.
Here's the big kicker. Dave and Rhonda have been on a roll. They've been pulling some volume. Does their sponsor get to use their next month's volume in getting them to their 20,000 and gaining them back?
Hmm.
Rich, do you know the answer to that one?
Repeat the question.
Dave and Rhonda's sponsor, I think, only had them as senior or above, maybe one other. So for the next 30 days, they've been passed up, but they could get them back for the next 30 days if they do the requirements to go silver this month. The question is, can they use this month's volume, this coming month's volume, from Dave and Rhonda to meet that 20,000 point requirement? That's correct. They can't use Dave and Rhonda's volume. They have to do it on their own merits to regain Dave and Rhonda.
Wow. I'd never heard that before. Well, I didn't know that either.
If that was the case, they could never lose. You could never lose it because someone else would naturally automatically do it ahead of you.
Yeah, so really what it's doing is it's saying that you want, that we're trying to get people who are at the silver and above level who are very serious and very effective at doing this business.
Mm-hmm. That makes sense. Yeah.
And you all are going to become aware of the upper part of the compensation plan, and Dave and Rhonda are going to immediately start thinking about that. Dave and Rhonda, would it be okay, or would it be embarrassing if you won the performance bonus?
It would be okay.
Okay. So the strategies begin and start thinking about how to get those performance bonuses, and it's based on things like 21 clubs and getting seniors to come in and executives and bronzes and rank advancements. All those things are available. Okay, so we spent some time on that, and we kind of went into it in some detail, but I think it was important because it's one of those, it makes a whole lot more sense when you're actually there. Does anybody have a great story from this last week, something that worked really well for you? All right, that being said, I'm going to throw some stats out here again. We're going to have to check our stats the beginning of a new month. We've already looked at our volume averages, and those volume averages in one group were over... see, when I put the other group, the new super group, together... Yeah, they're still going to be about 3,000 in volume average, but then we had 6,900 in volume for the Fantastic Four. The next series of questions are these, and this brings us back to staying on track for where we need to be. We need to know, as I go through the sign-up this time, or the roll call, how many people, number one category, how many people in your group signed up new, to be you or underneath someone in your group. Category number two, how many people went on auto ship? They could be new or they could be old people who finally went on auto ship. Number three, how many of the people who signed up were business builders? put senior or above. And number four, were there any people in your organization or in your that you signed up that became preferred customers? So those are our four questions. And we're going to look at our group stats in that regard. Since Dave and Rhonda are going to have the biggest pile to deal with, we will call on them last, and they can start kind of doing some figuring in their head there. And so I'm going to go backwards now. And Sherry, did you have anybody that signed up this month?
This month or this last week?
Or this week. Last month. Actually, last month.
Oh, last month. Yeah, because I had one this last week. I've had one the last 3 weeks in a row. I've had three.
Right. Awesome. Okay, and out of those, did anybody get autoship?
Yeah, I have two of those are on autoship.
Okay.
One of those went senior. Actually, but the past month, I have two new seniors over the past month.
Exceptional. Very, very good. And then, preferred customers.
Preferred customers. I don't think I had any this month. I had the month before, but I don't have any new preferred customers this month.
Okay. Excellent stats. Superlative. Bathing your own sunlight there. Jenny, did you have anybody?
I'll make you follow her. Thanks a lot.
Sorry, guys.
Zero on the first three and three preferred customers.
Okay, the interesting stat, and there's probably a reason for that. We may want to look at that sometime. Rich, anybody sign up?
I have one sign up.
Any new autoships? Anyone that's a team level? How about preferred customers? Okay, Ron, in the last month.
Oh, let's see, I'm not really sure yet. Sandy's not here. She's at swimming with Kyle, but I know we had Don. We're supposed to go on auto, but I'm not sure. We had Bill. He filled out, but I don't think he's signed up. I think he's had another week, the gentleman you met the other day.
Yeah.
So I haven't been on the computer. I'm not the computer person.
So we know one signed up. That was
Bill.
Don.
Who? Don. And then
they went on auto ship.
Yeah,
and how about preferred customers?
Well, actually, Don was supposed to be the preferred customer, I believe.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Okay.
And Bill was supposed to—he filled out the form, but I think he's got to wait another week before he gets $49. But he's pretty excited, but he can't
okay.
say he's there.
All right. So those are those stats. And now, Peggy, anybody sign up?
No. No, I'm hoping, Jerry, that you'll help me when you get to Yakima. I'll go through and do cold calls.
Okay. Any preferred customers?
I have 7.
Any preferred customers?
Nope.
Okay, Linda?
Okay, this is in your total group?
Yes.
Okay. 5 have signed up in the past month.
Okay.
2 in auto ship. 2 seniors, 3 preferred customers, 6. Because my sister's in my group. I did a little bit of that.
It's part of the game. You were the one that got it first. And then
yes,
David
I
Rhonda.
Did it, man.
David Rhonda?
We can include our downline in that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, then there would be 4 who signed up. And we haven't had anybody sign up for autoship yet.
Okay.
And we have 1 preferred customer.
Okay. And how many of them went senior or above?
Excuse me?
How many went senior or above?
3.
Awesome.
Okay, great.
There you go.
As a group during this month, we had 13 sign-ups.
Lucky number.
5 auto ships.
Right.
7 team builders. And preferred customers, we had 8 preferred customers. That is one of the best stats we've you've ever had.
Woo!
All right.
Can you all feel the hair beginning to start to tingle?
It's starting to grow.
I was reminded this last week, and I am so appreciative that people will say, you know, we're not staying on track with the way the calls are supposed to run. You know what happens when we do that? We become less reproducible. When we become less reproducible, if it's you that becomes sort of the pin, the hub around everything spins, Rich and I have been there before. You run your little hoofies off, and you don't get the explosive growth in the dark that you're looking for. So we really want to try to pull back and stay on track for what we're doing here. We've gained a lot of insight and information, but we've got some catching back up to do. During this week, we're looking at the CD and the DVD. And also, what did you learn from each other during your calls? Are your teams functioning, and are you supporting one another? One of the biggest reasons we're putting those teams three together is so that you can come up with the strategies that produce the numbers, that get people in the hole. And we may even, if we have time, and we probably don't, but I'd love to, is to crack open our ignition sequence guide and go through a troubleshooting session. And we need to do that in the next couple of weeks. But let's go through and find out from the Fantastic Four, did you have a designated person to talk about the CD or the book?
Dave, would that be Dave?
Gary, we thanks to Peggy setting it up, we got to listen to the CD tonight together.
Hey, Peggy.
We didn't have the CD.
Way to go, Peggy. You get a happy face on your paper.
Okay.
Have we selected somebody? I'll go ahead and take it.
Okay.
And, let me kind of run through my notes here real quick.
I'll do the book.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Yep, you're good. Do you want Peggy to do the book while you're running through your notes?
No, I got it. I think one of the points he brought out is sneaking too hard. And I think a good point he brings out is that we're working hard at what we do now. It's whether or not we want to work for pennies or work for dollars. That makes a big difference. The other one was not eating crow, or we need to learn to face criticism and or not worry about the criticism, and what we're willing to give up to make a decision and work the business.
Do you think the book is useful?
Yes.
I mean the CD. Pardon me.
Oh yeah,
definitely. It was for me. It was very kind of maybe about what's going on in mine and why I'm not moving forward in my business. And
can everybody see that as you're learning to be the leaders of tomorrow, leaders of your own P1 calls, and leaders of your own teams? This is really an ebb and flow business, and that was very evident. In fact, we talked about it just a couple of days before Ron got hot last time, where he's going, you know what, it's been a long dry spell. This mirage over here looks like a lake. I think I'm dying of thirst. And then just two or three days later, he's going, holy cow, the rains are coming. He was doing complete plus eight or something last week. So people are going to come and go. What does it tell you if that's the trend? If you want your family to be having a more predictable income and your people are going up and down cyclical, how do you buffer against that up and down in your business?
Auto ship.
Yeah, the more people you get on auto ship, it's a progressive climb in your predictable income. That's part of it.
Yes,
there's another... What's that?
you're getting a lot more people. So you're not just depending on a handful.
Exactly. The broader you get, the wider you get, you'll, if you have number 17 that's sparking and number 4 and number 12, and they're really streaking, they may have a time where they settle back down after they break rank, their group breaks a new level, they may drop from 40,000 like Rick and Gina. They are acting very much like high-volume silvers. They'll go up to $40,000, $45,000 in volume in personal group, which pays really well when it's personal group. And then they'll drop back this month because now 40,000 or 36,000 of their $40,000 volume just became no longer their personal group volume. They get paid on it. It's called a different category. So if they do as a high volume silver will do and go back in and fill up the gap, they're going to have to run like a crazy monkey this month to get it back up anywhere near that. Can y'all see that?
Yeah.
But if you've got other groups going, lots of groups wide, it flattens out the curve and you stay high more often. So that's one of the reasons why you want to get a breadth in your organization. Good job. And so, Peggy, you wanted to cover the book.
The book, one of the parts I liked about it was talking about pilots. And they don't want to know, you know, how many manuals you've read or how many courses you've taken, but, you know, how many hours you've flown is what's important. And then another part that is dreams create goals create focus creates fuel that propels us to action. And I like that.
Mm-hmm.
They were all... I read this book before, and it's a good book.
Do you see different insights this time as you go through it?
Definitely, yeah. Because I'm at a different place. Before, you know, when I was reading, it was more for personal, and now I'm headed more into the business. And
does it help you to have team members in your call?
Oh, definitely, definitely. I mean, I've got great team members. You know, they give me support when I ask them for it.
Good deal. Linda, did you want to throw in on application of these two things to your week or your life?
Well, it does give you hope when Peggy's talking about your dreams and how they create hope and then focus and it propels you to action. That is so true. I just talked to somebody today that he totally changed his avenue of work because all of a sudden someone opened up. They introduced him to a network marketing company that introduced dreams and hopes and everything and took away a lot of stress out of his life. And the one part in the book that mentioned, it talks about how network marketers are the ones that dream. They're the ones that have the dreams, the hopes, and where so many other people, they don't have time, they don't think they can, or they just don't know about it. But, yeah, it's the network marketers that really do have the big dreams, and it just gets you excited about working the business.
Have any of you or any of your people run across distributors who say that the reason they're in this is because of...
Oh, yeah, all the time.
Yes.
And you're speaking to that end right now, and that is when you're around NECAN or network marketing people, what's different about them than the general populace every day that somebody runs across?
Their attitude. Their
happiness. They're in every way.
Yeah.
They have their hopes.
They know where they're going, and they keep you lifted. That's what keeps you in this business and keeps you going, period.
Yep.
But I hear a really resounding response to that, saying that you think that's an important aspect of what we have to give as our gift, is the people. Would you all agree with that?
Yes.
I'd say it's
people
number one.
People are starving for it.
It's huge.
Then,
there's a depressing world out there, Jerry.
Uh-huh.
It needs us.
Can you all think of a short intro that would cause somebody to come to a meeting based on that subject?
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, yeah, we need to do that.
That sounded like an aha to me.
I'm writing it down right now.
You know, Jerry, it is true. They do like hairy people out there. A lot of people don't like hairy men, at least.
But the point is, why do they get all haired over, just never show your back?
I have a problem with toe hair.
Oh, it's so funny. Oh.
You know, we have inside jokes on this call.
Maybe we ought to do. Maybe we ought to share that with some new people. We got some hairy women in our group.
Hey, when I said I had a problem with toe hair, I meant I had a problem with other people having toe hair, not me personally.
I'm glad you cleared that up. I was really worried about it. Awesome. Okay, let's get into the next group. Ron, you guys have designated people for each one of these subjects.
I was going to listen to the CD.
Okay, hit me.
I'm pretty much on what they were sharing earlier. And, you know, one thing is to not fear people and just to stay with it. And, you know, just don't let anyone get in your way because you're gonna have that. And I just kind of like the part about your dream, your finances, get yourself established. I firmly believe in that. You know, and I don't know.
Here's a question for you. Where do we, are we born with a fear?
Oh, absolutely.
No, I think we learn it. We're born risk takers. We learn fear.
Here's an interesting, this point to ponder that somebody brought up the other day. If you were to walk into a kindergarten class and ask all the kids who can sing real good, how many hands will go up?
All of them.
If you ask all those kids who can dance real good and you put the music on, how many hands go up?
All of them.
Then you fast forward 40 years, at ages 46, 47, 48, and you ask a group of people how many can sing real good, how many hands will go up?
There you go.
Maybe one.
Okay, Sherry, where you at?
What? Did you say Sherry? Did somebody say Sherry well?
I heard Sherry.
Oh, I didn't hear that. Yes?
I heard Sherry could sing.
The next question then would be, if you asked that same group, you'd probably get a pretty small percentage that say they could dance, right?
Right.
Yes.
So
yep.
Is it learned behavior?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Now, here's another question. Do you think network marketers are rebellious people?
Yes.
Rebellious against the man.
Yes.
Okay. So what is the definition? Remember, I think I told somebody this. What is the opposite of courage?
Fear.
Fear.
It's conformity.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
So if the opposite of courage is conformity, are network marketing people courageous?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
So do you think you like hanging around courageous people, or the average population would rather hang around courageous people or chicken people?
Oh, yeah, courageous
people.
And
well, the average population just likes to go with the flow, but we're not average.
That's
they
right.
don't like to go with the flow because it's been said that people don't, it's not a comfort zone, it's a familiar zone.
Yeah.
Because you ask them all, do you like doing what you're doing, what percentage are going to say no?
99.999.
So we don't want to confuse the fact that these people like being afraid to dance, like being afraid to sing. They don't like that.
Yeah.
But they've been taught that, and they're around a bunch of other people who are chicken who are taught that, and when they get around a bunch of people who aren't chicken anymore,
mm-hmm.
it's some of the most memorable moments in their lives, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
One last point to make before we move on, because although it's not duplicatable, I still get to make one or two points because I made up the call. I got to thinking the other day, We have this very interesting, why is it that we don't have very many super leaders in this kind of a business? Here's the reason. If we have courageous people who are network marketers who understand what is being taught in network marketing, and that is look at what the masses are doing and do the opposite if you want to be successful. And at the same, and they're usually creative people, and they're dynamic people, and at the same time, to get explosive growth in your organization, you have to be just the opposite and adhere completely to a set of rules and regulations by which you build your organization. Trying to be as creative, uncreative as possible. Repeating the same thing over and over so the average person can pick it up and become aware and strong. Can you see how you've got two ends pulling against the middle in that kind of a situation?
Mm-hmm.
Where they have to be courageous, but they have to be able to stay with a consistent method of operation to empower the people they're bringing into the business
mm-hmm.
or organization. Have I confused anybody?
No.
First time.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. Okay, Rich, which one are you taking?
Book or DVD?
Yeah. Linda, or Dave and Rhonda, can you hear him?
Just barely.
Hey, Rich, just make sure they can hear you.
I didn't do either one. That's what maybe.
Okay, and I want to throw in, Rich, did you guys get a chance to get together as a group this week?
We crammed in a last-minute type deal.
I have a suspicion, Rich, and that is that, as they say, that you're busier than a set of jumper cables at a Mexican picnic, right?
Just like.
And my supposition has been that you have been, just as you rebuild your own personal business, that you're at that gym like 24/7 almost, right?
Pretty much.
And if not, you're transporting back and forth one place to the other. You're just commuting.
Yeah, pretty much from house to house.
Okay, and I wanted to throw that out to the rest of the group because there are constructive hurdles I want you all to put your collective thought processes to and some of the creativity. Because if, in fact, a guy that is doing that, you say house to house now.
Yes.
That eats up whatever free time you used to have because you used to be in one central location, right?
Correct.
The commute is just banging you one side to the other.
It is.
So if anybody ever needed freedom, it's you.
Yes.
But now you're in the conundrum, right?
In the mix.
So the conundrum being that you need the freedom more than you've ever needed, but you have too little freedom to go out and access the freedom you need. Can you see the development of a conundrum here, Linda?
Oh, yeah.
Any ideas do people have where somebody's got, he's got to schedule 2 weeks ahead of time to have flatulence.
Oh, sorry, Rich. Okay, he needs to plug into his group more, I guess. Can you do more calls? Just while you're driving? Is that possible or is that not safe?
That is possible.
Get that Bluetooth, man.
I got the Bluetooth, so definitely I'm on it right now. Yeah, that'll work. The only problem I have is probably the deep or Texas call, like, part of me. I got to figure out how to download that.
Well, I think those are just requirements of being a part of what we do, and that's true. But the biggest thing you need right now is hungry people signing up and building businesses.
Right.
Even more so than, you know, meeting a complete or an incomplete. And that's where I'm really at, is let's let's break some people out and get free here.
Just think of what a fantastic example he is to people that say, I don't have time.
Exactly.
Yeah, because I know people that can have flatulence at a moment's notice without fear.
Come to my house, Jerry. Seven boys.
So we, therein lies a perfect arena for a group to work with, is to put your head to this proposition, because if you crack that code as to how somebody's got that kind of a squeezed time frame, and you say, okay, let's try something here, let's apply these principles, because most people believe that's what their schedule looks like anyway. And if you can take somebody with such a squeezed schedule and on purpose as a group come up with a way to break the deadlock, how sellable is that in the community?
That's huge.
Definitely. That's awesome.
There was at one time a diamond indie, Ken, who was a dentist. And all of us work best if we have a very defined purpose in what we do. Wouldn't you all agree with that?
Yep.
And if the purpose is if they're clearly in front of you, I'll tell you, at one time when I was coaching, there was a young lady that won the gymnastics championships for the NCAA Division I.
Mm.
And she cheated.
Oh. Gymnastics?
And you cheat.
Yeah.
She only had one arm.
Oh my gosh.
So what I told my athletes was, you have, all of you have all your arms and legs. Her advantage, the way she cheated, was every day when she woke up and looked in the mirror, she had something to drive her that you don't have.
Mm-hmm. That's what Rich has.
But what you can look at is, you can look at it from a couple different perspectives. What this dentist did was, he said, I want, his drive was to produce a Nikan diamond chip on 10 hours a week. And he absolutely would not violate the 10 hours a week. And he did it. So if that
What are you willing to give up to get it?
And what a compelling story, because if you sat down across the table from somebody and said, yeah, I'm building this thing, it'll take you years of work and this and that, you know, that's in and of itself is something, but what if you sat down across the table with somebody and said, here's the scoop. I'm working together with a willing group of people to prove that we can get to the point where, well, let me ask this. Ron, what did he have to do to get the Platoon Diamond? What ranks did he have to create?
To get the diamond?
Right.
Well, he had to have three golds.
Platinums.
No, platinum, I mean. Three platinums. Let's see. Wasn't it three golds? As well?
Platinums or six golds?
Six golds. I was going to say five golds.
Now, what if you could do, Rich and Rhonda? I mean, not Rich and Rhonda. Dave and Rhonda, are you there?
We're there. Platinums.
Okay. Do you know what the average platinum income in Nikan is, at least the last published one?
I do not know.